on a beautiful Saturday morning across the beautiful state of Arizona on a gorgeous winter Saturday morning here at Rosie on the House. We're talking soils and foundation failure. The number's 1-888-767-4348 with Bob Brown of Bob Brown's Arizona Foundation Solutions operating statewide. I don't know, in all the years I've known you and all the places you just kind of pinpoint little projects you're working on, I can't remember any part of the state you haven't been in.
Yeah, we've been just about everywhere.
Yeah, yeah, I can remember lots of projects you've been on. So we're talking with Joyce in Peoria. She's dealing with a ceiling crack up in her kitchen ceiling. Let's talk through what she might be seeing there.
Sure. I mean, we see cracks in ceilings above laundry rooms and above bathrooms quite commonly because there's a lot of utility trenches buried underneath. That's how they get the plumbing there. And the plumbing, the utility trenches don't get backfilled very well. They don't want to break the pipes when they're backfilling them, and it's just tradition not to compact them very strongly. And so that's where a lot of moisture comes all the way in from the edge of the house and gathers there, and voila, next thing you know, you get heat going in that area.
A lot of remodels we've done where we're going to put a room addition on the side of a house. I've actually got pictures where the backhoe has gone in and scraped away, and you can see the utility trenches stands out like a sore thumb. I mean, it's not
exactly
compacted. It's a conduit for moisture straight in underneath the house.
That's exactly right.
So, well, it's one of the reasons when we remodel, we compact our backfill trenches.
Well, yeah, be more careful about it, absolutely.
Okay. We have Dawn, who is trying to use her telephone to send us a pic that we haven't got yet, but we've got Dawn back on. Do we have any more questions for Dawn to pin down? I'd like to know the width of this crack. She says it occurred a year ago and is now reoccurring. How is it fixed? Dawn?
Yes, good morning. No, I have not tried to fix it. When I first noticed it, you could just see, you know, like a crack forming in the ceiling. But now it's thicker, meaning two hairline thicks.
So it's,
and look up, it's very obvious. And
so it's still about like as wide as a pencil lead?
Yes, absolutely.
Is it at the joint between the ceiling and the wall, or is it going across the ceiling?
It's going across the middle of the kitchen ceiling. So,
is the house, how old is the house?
6-8 years old now.
Oh, okay. So,
yeah,
we don't see this too often in homes that are less than 20 years old because it takes 20 years to accumulate a lot of moisture under the center of the slab. But typically we'll see it on 8-year-old homes starting around the perimeter as the moisture works its way towards the middle. So is the kitchen kind of in the middle of the house or on the perimeter?
It's almost in the middle. But it's a wide kitchen, so I'd probably say it's a good 12 feet from the exterior outside wall to inside the kitchen. Well, I'd say probably a good 12 to 15 feet, and then the crack starts down the center of the house.
But the crack hasn't made itself to a wall and started migrating down the wall yet.
Okay. No, it's not reached. It has reached the wall.
Where
the kitchen window is, but it hasn't come down to the wall.
Okay. Well, this could be something as simple as just following a load-bearing beam that's up in the ceiling in between where some transitions or roof lines may be occurring. Generally speaking, Dawn, now, you during a break, you were going to try and email us a picture so we could have like a little show and tell here.
I tried to text.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Were you able to send it?
Yes, I did send it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. We're going to take a look at that offline and get back to you because a lot of times, are what you're hearing raise a lot of anxiety for Dawn?
Not really. I mean, if it's the only crack, I would guess it's not going to be anything to be too worried about. Generally, you want to look at lots of signs together and all by itself, maybe not enough to be real worried about.
That when you start seeing doors that won't close, when you see windows that won't slide one way or another, when you see cracks protruding from the corners of windows and doors, when you see outside foundation cracks, those are all kind of...
Right. And in the kitchen, maybe the crack between, along where the cabinets attached to the wall, you'll start to see the floor moving around and you'll notice that area as well.
Okay. And as we were saying, most people will call you and call me and say, come look at my settling problem.
Right.
But in your experience, 75% of those are actually heaving problems.
Yes, at least that much.
Wow. So there's nothing we can do for those people?
Yes, we do. I mean, I've been working for so long to figure out a solution because, frankly, for the last 20 years, I've been walking away from it. So we've developed a solution, a moisture level system to regulate the moisture underneath the slab.
Well, and it has kind of an additional benefit. I don't think people realize the hazard of radon. You know, it had a little bit of a news sensational flash, I want to say it occurred 20 years ago.
Right.
And it was a major concern for a little while. Now it's kind of faded away. But radon's still very prominent, and it is pretty prominent in Arizona.
Correct. 21,000 people a year die from cancer from radon. So it's still a fairly prominent thing that people need to be aware of.
So we're going to talk about this moisture evacuation system that is also a radon evacuation system that y'all have just recently engineered at Arizona Foundation Solutions when we get back right after this. And when we get back, we'll have Andrew and Diana and you if you'd like to join us at 1-888-767-4348.
Rosie on the Go. Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly podcast located under the media tab at rosieonthehouse.com.